Now, let's move on to a story I found this morning on the Associated Press that I was fascinated by. Because for years, we've been hearing about solar power. And particularly after the post-Katrina oil crisis that this country went through, and everybody talking about how we have got to get off oil. We've got to get off imported oil, first of all, but we've also got to get off of oil. Well, we're not going to have solar-powered cars anytime in our near future. But you are going to be able to solarize your house. So says Chris Kahn, who's the energy writer for the Associated Press, in this article today. And so I've invited Chris to come on here and explain this. Hi, Chris. How are you today?
Hi there. How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
So the Lowe's home improvement chain is kind of taking the lead on this?
Well, you know, I think a lot of home improvement retailers have been selling a variety of products that are solar based. You've probably seen the solar lights that you can put outside. There's a lot of smaller things, but really, what they're doing that's interesting is they're selling these rooftop solar panels. These are the kinds of panels that you see on a lot of homes now, where they're really cutting big cuts into their energy bills. These are the big professional panels, and you can buy them at Lowe's.
Okay. Now, when I think of Lowe's, I always think of things that I think I can do, but I know that I can't. Am I going to be able to put solar panels on my house? Is this really going to be a DIY project for me?
That's a really good question. I think that any do-it-yourselfer has to sit down and really think about it. I've had my own home improvement challenges, and anytime I go into the walls or I think about doing something that involves electrical wiring, you really have to think about it. And this is one of those things. They would require you to carry a 40-pound solar panel up to your roof, and they say that you need, a couple hours. They say you got to drill a couple holes. You'll need a wrench. You'll need a screwdriver. You'll need a ladder. The typical things, but I think where it gets complicated is you will have to also connect that solar panel to your circuit breaker, and you're going to have to string the wire from your rooftop to the panel inside your home where the circuit breakers are, and you'll have to decide whether you're comfortable with that.
Okay, we are already way beyond my skill set, and I could have actually stopped when you said you have to go up on the roof and do it yourself, because that reminds me of the most oft-used phrase in our house, a simple three-word phrase my wife and I have to use all the time when something breaks down: call the guy.
Right.
Call the guy. Have the guy come out and do it. So that's essentially what we would do. But the fact that it is being sold at Lowe's at least would make it a little bit easier for us to buy it ourselves and call the guy and say, hey, we have this stuff, install it. I'm not going to have to call some special solar panel installation company and have them do it, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think that's what's the interesting part of it here. You've always been able to go to some professional installer. There's one in every state, and say, hey, I want solar panels. I'll pay you to put them up on my roof, and they will help you design a solar panel array for yourself. You can already do that, but what this actually is the new thing here is you can go to Lowe's. You can decide how many solar panels you want on your home. You can talk to the Lowe's people about how to do it, and really it's bringing this kind of technology to a completely different audience.
All right. So how much does it cost? And more importantly, will it be cost efficient?
That also will really vary depending on where you're at. The company that's selling these panels says that they're going to sell for about $893 a panel. Now, one panel, you're not going to be able to run your house on that. It's 175 watts. They say that it takes about 20 of these guys for a moderate sized solar panel rooftop. So that's quite a bit of money. And the way that the company estimates it, they're using California energy prices, which typically are a lot more than other parts of the country. But they're saying that at $893 a panel, about 20 panels, you could pay your system off in about 5 years with the electricity savings. They say that about $132 a year in electricity savings per panel. So
I'm sorry, how much per year?
$132 per panel per year.
Okay. Well, if I'm going to have something put on my house, it's going to be for a lot longer than a year or 5 years. I think of this as almost being like, having a new roof on the house. You hope that's going to last 10, 15 20 years. So at a certain point, you're going to start saving money. But do you have to tell like in our case, Ameren UE or whatever your local electric utility is, hey, you know what? We're going to be off the grid a little bit here because we're going to go solar.
It's a very interesting point and something you have to really think about. One thing that an installer will do for you is do all that paperwork. Remember, you are putting something not just on your house, but your these solar panels, if you are producing more energy than you're using in your home, that energy is going to go on to the community electricity grid. And you have to tell the power company this is what you're planning on doing. And you have to fill out permit paperwork for that. In most cases, you have to actually tell the power company, hey, by the way, this is what I'm doing.
Hold on a second. Let me just back up here. If I have more power being generated by my solar panels than I'm using, the excess power goes onto the grid. Am I getting paid for that?
You sure are. You sure are. It's a extra little profit-making tool. I guess you shouldn't call it profit-making, but energy-saving tool. Your electricity bills will go down, not just because you're going to be producing your own energy, but through this process called net metering. What it means is that during the middle of the day, you're going to be using these solar panels, and in a lot of cases, you'll be producing more than you're actually using because a lot of people are not home when they're during the middle of the day when the sun is the brightest, and so this energy, this electricity just flows to where it's needed, and if your house isn't using it, it's going to flow back onto the grid. And what it'll do is it'll run your meter backwards. It'll actually reduce the number of watts that your house is using that you're reporting to the power company. So you'll be paying a smaller bill.
But then when the sun goes down, I'm screwed. Solar panels at night, not so much. Is there a way to store that? Can I? The solar panels don't serve as a battery, right?
No. No, there's no battery connected to these things. You hear certain kind of technologies out there where they're trying to work out that problem, but no, it's true. At nighttime, you are going to be running purely on the power company's power.
What parts of the country do they expect to use these panels the most? I would think, you know, Arizona or the Southwest in general. You know, here in the Midwest, you know, we get some sun, but not nearly as much as they do.
Yeah, you've got to really think the Sun Belt states. They're really going to be looking at those places, those states that you're talking about. But also what makes solar affordable right now is all of these government incentives that are out there. If you talk to any installer in certain parts of New Jersey, New York, and other places where the sun really doesn't shine that much, you will find that you can actually pay off a lot of these systems. Not because the sun is so bright, but because the government is offering so much money in those areas to put them on your house.
So you could actually turn it into a big money saver in that way. But are people turning their entire home solar and getting off the grid completely? Is such a thing possible, at least during the day when the sun is shining?
Well, during the day, a lot of people are the people who are really into it are able to run their homes during the day. But that said, when a cloud goes overhead or at nighttime, yeah, they're right back on the grid again.
I'm just thinking, sitting there on a Sunday afternoon, I'm watching the NFL. The cloud goes by and I lose the game. Hey!
Obviously, if a cloud goes over and your solar panels aren't producing as much as you need, you'll still be drawing that from the grid, so you won't see any shortages there.
Chris, the people that you talked to write this piece for the AP, who have done this. Are they hyper green people? Are they totally alternative energy kind of people?
You would think that, and I think that maybe 10 years ago that would be the answer. But I am finding more and more people who really are not. They really don't know how the technology works. They're not big energy savers themselves. But one thing that they do see is energy savings. You mentioned this earlier that most people aren't going to be looking for a rooftop that is going to last a year or two. This is a 20-year investment, and if you can pay it off in 5 years, well, then you're going to be cutting your electricity bills for the rest of the time. And most people see that. Most of the people have done that math. And again, in certain parts of the country, I'm talking about New Jersey, New York, California, and a lot of places that have a lot of sun, you can pay these things off in a few years.
So you said in order to use these, you have to get a permit. Is there any way they could deny you the permit? And is it a good idea to get that first before you go ahead and purchase the panes?
I think that is a very good question. And it is one that I think as more of those customers actually try doing it themselves, because again, this isn't really, solar panels really have not been a do-it-yourselfer project yet. we're going to start seeing some answers to those questions. I think that the best advice that I have for anyone is to check with your power company to talk to a professional electrician and find out what's needed. Really know what you're getting into before you put your money down.
Yeah, you also want to check with your homeowners association, because some subdivisions have those fascists who don't want you to do anything to the outside of your house. Even if it's going to make the world a better place,
no,
they don't care.
No, welcome that.
No, you made your door. You went from blue to a slightly darker blue. You have to change it back. I mean, those people, you're going to have to contact them too.
Exactly,
because you put those solar panels up without their permission, and frankly, you're going to have to move out of your house. All right. Lowe's is doing this. Are others? Will Home Depot and other home improvement chains, and maybe even retailers like Sears, will they be jumping on this bandwagon now? Are we going to see a big push for solar power or solar-powered homes in the near future in America?
Well, I think as far as a do-it-yourselfer project, it's still really an unproven thing for these companies. It should be said that Home Depot has they offer a variety of solar projects. You can check them out online. You can buy them online through Home Depot. They do offer some solar panels that you can get already. But as far as going into the store, putting them into your shopping cart, and installing them same day, that's really a Lowe's thing right now. And we'll have to wait and see. I think a lot of people are kind of watching them and seeing how the sales go. So it seems. Still largely an experimental thing.
Seems to me like the growth industry here is guys willing to climb on the roof and install these suckers. Chris, I appreciate your time today. Thanks for coming on and explaining all this.
Thank you very much.
Chris Kahn, the Associated Press energy writer.